HISTCHICK on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. The All Boards Chairman Committee voted to rescind their recommendation to the Region 1 Board for a middle school sports program. The schools will work outside the shared services to create a program between Sharon, Salisbury, North Canaan, and Cornwall for middle school sports. Falls Village and Kent will not be part of the program. However, the door will be open for them should they change their minds. The as-yet-unnamed committee will meet on February 26 at 6 p.m. in the conference room at the central office. This is the same night when the All Boards Chair has its regular meeting at 7 p.m. Sharon Hospital, part of the Nuvance Health, recently earned a 5-star overall hospital rating. That's the highest possible from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services for quality patient care. Sharon Hospital was the only hospital in Connecticut to receive the highest quality rating for patient care and is one of just 407 facilities in the nation to earn that type score. Patient experience, readmissions, and overall patient safety were areas where Sharon ranked above the national average of more than 4,500 hospitals measured by the federal agency that publishes the ratings at hospitalcompare.gov. Starting on Saturday, February 15th at 10 a.m., South Kent School students will be holding a 24-hour bike-a-thon to raise awareness of and funds for the World Bicycle Relief. That's on the web, worldbicyclerelief.org. The organization provides bicycles to support people in developing nations and disaster recovery. The bike-a-thon will be live-streamed to the school's social media pages, and during the 24-hour, students have set goals of pedaling over 1,923 miles and raising over $1,923. Since 1923 is the year that South Kent School was founded, World Bicycle Relief was established in 2005 by South Kent alumnus and founder of the cycling component manufacturer SRAM FK Day, Class of 78. The fundraiser is a community service day linked to South Kent School's Engage programming, dealing with issues at the intersection of climate change and social justice. The Kent Board of Selectmen beginning their budget workshop. The tentative schedule is today at 9 a.m. this morning, and then February 18th at 9 a.m. and February 24th at 9 a.m. Most of the sessions will be devoted to meeting the town department heads to review budget requests. Selectmen are aiming to complete and submit their budget to the Board of Finance by March 17th. Stop by the Sharon Audubon Center and take part in the Great Backyard Bird Count. Audubon staff will be available during regular business hours today through Sunday to help visitors identify and count species at the bird feeder. To submit for the count, learn how to identify common feeder species while helping to collect data. The Great Backyard Bird Count is a joint project of the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and the National Audubon Society. Community involvement helps make an important contribution to conservation. The GBBC is appropriate for adults and children ages 8 and up. No fee or registration is required. Questions or information at 860-364-0520. The Someone Special and Me Dance for Girls in Region 1 Elementary and Middle Schools being scheduled for tonight from 6 to 8 at the Center on Main. Girls can invite their fathers, grandfathers, special relatives, or friends to join them for an evening of music, food, photos, and spending time with that special person in their lives. The event is sponsored by the local Girl Scout troops. Sue Morse, the founder and science director of Keeping Track, returns to the region following her popular Mountain Lion Talk last year for a presentation about wolves, coyotes, and foxes. The free talk is tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. The Stissing Center invites the public to come to the center to dance and sing to the sound of the Jukebox Junkies. That is tonight from 7 till 10 p.m. The cost, $10 per person. It is suggested that tickets be purchased in advance at thestissingcenter.org or calling 518-771-3339. Tickets will also be available at the door. The center is located at 2950 Church Street. Net proceeds from ticket sales will go directly to the Stissing Theater Guild's performance of Peter Pan. Some things going on in Cornwall tomorrow. Breakfast for a Cause at the Parish House, benefiting the Torrington Soup Kitchen. Three different seatings at 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30. Also going on tomorrow, Acoustic Electric. Cowboy and Friends open mic at the VFW on Route 22 in Dover Plains. That happens tomorrow night from 7 until 10 p.m. On Sunday, the Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast from 7:30 to 11 at the firehouse at 36 Mechanic Street. The cost $8 per adult, with children and seniors costing $7 per person. Now, Sunday brunch at the Interlaken on Sunday will feature a brunch benefiting the Jane Lloyd Fund. It runs from 11 till 1, serving omelets, waffles, quiche, all sorts of other culinary desserts in their unlimited buffet. The cost, adults $19.95, children 10 and under $10, children under 4 free when accompanied by adults, tax and tip not included. Now, reservations are recommended, 860-435-9878. Spread the word, enjoy a Sunday brunch with family and friends while helping the Jane Lloyd Fund. The 2020 Daytona 500 Chili Cook-Off, hosted by the American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York, takes place on Sunday from 12 noon on. Chili entrants get free admission. There's cash prizes, raffles, and a dessert auction. Admission is $10. That includes beverages and limited beer. $5 for children under 12. If you don't like chili, no problem. There'll be hot dogs and baked potatoes also available. Winners will be announced at 2 p.m. You're invited to stay and watch the Daytona 500 or head home to your cozy sofa. In North Canaan, a February celebration of German fare and accompanying brews, hailed as Feb Brewfest, will be held at 1 o'clock at the Great Falls Brewing Company and the historic former railroad depot. Lime Rock Catering will provide German foods, including warm Bavarian pretzels, assorted German sausage, chicken schnitzel, potato pancakes, applesauce, red cabbage, and house-cured bacon and sauerkraut. On Monday, there's a President's Day hike hosted by Kent Land Trust, Skiff Mountain South Preserve. It happens Monday from 10 to 11:30. Follow Skiff Mountain Road to the top. Trailhead is on the right before playing fields. Light refreshments provided at the end. Registration is required at kentlandtrust.org or 860-488-9185. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 128.11 yesterday. Starts off today at 29,423.31. The Nasdaq starts off today at 9,711.97, and the S&P 500 at 3,373.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.